we used to sing that song all the time, and just it just taking care of folks up. Woo! You know, and when you think about that, being a sanctuary for the Lord, it's just like, okay, and it used to be a time where we couldn't go to the, we couldn't go to God for ourselves. We had to go to the priest to do it, and he had to go to God for us, you know. But God said, no, you're a sanctuary. Now you can come to me. I'm going to fill your sanctuary. I'm going to overflow you with blessings, and I'm going to do all these things. Anyway, hallelujah. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Now, we don't want to serve a God like that. I might not have got healed from everything that was going on with my life, right? But I know that God is doing something inside of me because it's happening, you know? Hallelujah. If you don't see it, I don't care. I see it. I know it. Hallelujah. And you got to know for yourself what God is doing for you, right? And then you got to tell about it. You know, we have a problem. We don't want to tell nobody what God is doing for us. But if you keep it to yourself, then that's all we're going to do. God is only going to bless you so far. But if you open up yourself, watch what God do. Because blessings come from people.
Right?
He do send angels to drop stuff on you, but mostly it comes from people. So if people don't know what you're going through, people don't hear your testimony, then all right, I got to talk to you about continuing spiritual growth. Listen, I was stuck on this a little bit because, good God Almighty, everybody has spoken so well during the time of this 4 weeks that we've been going through this, you know, and even with the last two messages that was going forth, you know, David was talking about the fire, and Nick talked about Elder. She talked about transform, and Dee, she got going on hers, and we got sight, rest, relaxing, and renewing, and reflecting, and we was just going with this, and you know, and me coming up with the with spiritual growth. It just led me in so many different directions. Mm-hmm. If I take and give y'all all the scriptures that I took and wrote down, you'll be here for a long, long time. But we're not going there. All right? But I had to take a few scriptures, you know, to base this upon. And I got a few notes and I got a few key points that I want to just drop into you, drop nuggets into your spirit. And so I want you to turn your Bibles to Romans, the 12th chapter, and that's going to be one of the scriptures that I'm going to be reading from. And then I have a couple of more scriptures here that scripture notes that I'll be reading from. But that one, and I'm reading out of King James, so I just want you to know. So I'll be reading out of King James, but I'll give you time to get your Bibles and turn it over to the second. Romans, the 12th chapter, and you can note 1 Peter 3:18, and Colossians to 2 Peter 3:18, and Colossians 1:9-10, and those are the few scriptures that I'm going to use. But I do have a host of other scriptures if you do want to get into a little bit more scriptures, bunch of more scriptures that I have out of Hebrews, the Acts, John, Philippians, Mark, Matthew, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Luke, and on, Ephesians, Psalms, Titus, James. So I have a whole host of scriptures in reference to spiritual growth. But I got around, I started fiddling around with spiritual growth and transformation. Uh-huh. And for some reason, when I began to start studying about the spiritual growth, it started taking my mind to transformation. You know, I'm going to be talking a little bit, I'm going to talk about spiritual growth, but I'm also going to be talking about spiritual transformation, mm-hmm. because they work together. And the thing about it is that with us resting, getting the proper rest that we need, I'm going to tell you what, it really does something to your mind. It does something to your body. It's like a refresher. So with us being coming to a place where we can begin to start relaxing. And I mean, sometimes it's just a moment of just sitting down in a chair and kick your feet up and do nothing. Because that's all relaxation is, resting is just stop doing anything. That's it. Don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Stay still. Which is difficult for us in this time that we're living in, because we're in a time now where we are all trying to do something. We're trying to accomplish something, and it just seems like that we can't get there fast enough. And because, Linda, we can't get there fast enough, we constantly running, constantly running. I heard somebody say that we're just like on a treadmill going nowhere. Mm. You know, you get on a treadmill, you don't care how fast you put it up there, you're going to stand right there, you ain't going nowhere. Give you a good look, exercise, you know what I'm saying? You can build up your heart pressure, you know, get your rate up and everything like that. But as far as anything else, you're not doing anything but standing in a place, running and going nowhere. And that's what a lot of us is doing. This is, I even find myself in that situation. Work, doing this, and body never getting no rest. My children would tell me all the time, especially that one right there, this old strength, she would say, Daddy, you need to get some rest. Daddy, you get some rest. The girls be saying the same thing. The other two be saying the same. My son said, Daddy, how you doing? Are you okay? But this is what this is. We get to this place because we become, in a sense, used to our sensitized because of everything that we've been going through, and we just continually going, and it becomes a part of our makeup. Mm-hmm. It becomes a part of our makeup. So we figure that resting, we don't need to rest. Man, thank the Lord, I'm 68 years old. You know what I'm saying? Do I need to slow down? Yes, I need to slow down at some point, you know? Because guess what? Life catches up with you. It catches up with you. And I work with elderly people, and I see how, boy, them folks will turn around. You see them, they go out, they do their thing, get happy, woo-hoo-hoo, had a little juicy, and go there, they be in a thing. Praising themselves, you know what I'm saying? Not praising God, but praying. Ain't there breaking the current off? But at 8 o'clock, when the bar closed, and you can't see nobody nowhere. 9 o'clock, nobody nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? They done had their little fun. They done did their little thing. They've been going all day long. And guess what they do? They go right home, kick it back. They tell you. Someone will tell me, say, hey, look, Mr. Jesse, I go to bed at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But you at the bar 8 o'clock. From 6 o'clock to 8, you at the bar. But 9 o'clock, lights out. You walk down the halls, it's just as quiet. You don't see nobody. You don't hear TVs on some people's apartments. You know? They don't, lights out. Some of them stay up later, you know what I'm saying? But they get their rest. And if they don't stay, if they stay up later, guess what they do? They sleep longer. They don't get up early in the morning. And so what do you say about, I'm saying that we have to get to the place where we begin to start discipline ourselves, because we are not disciplined any longer. You know what I'm saying? And I know that I've never been in the military, but I was raised in the military because my stepdad was in the military. But you know what? And we were disciplined to do certain things. We had to do certain things, certain ways, and this is where it had to be. And mom had us at a time. When the lights go out, come on, street lights come in, guess what? You had to be in the house.
That's right.
You had to be in the house, sitting at the table when it's time to eat dinner. You had to be at the table, and we ain't had no phones, so we had to worry about no cell phone. But TV, not TV. We ain't watching TV while we eat dinner.
Right.
We were disciplined, but now we are not disciplined anymore. We just do, we just do things accordingly. Listen, all right, let me read this scripture for you so I can go on. It says in 12 and verse 1, King James, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's supposed to be normal. That is supposed to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
We as being Christian believers, I say believers, I right to use the word believers. We are, this is a normal attribute for us to present our bodies holy and acceptable. This is just it. And whatever God say do, that's what we're supposed to do. And if we expect to get stronger and grow better, go get stronger in the Lord, we have to follow his lead. We have to follow it. And we went through Proverbs. Oh, my God, we went through Proverbs. And every chapter that we went through, it kept telling us that in everything that you do, acknowledge God and he will give us direction. We have to follow God's leading in order for it. In following God's leading, we become genius. I was talking to somebody and said, you know, we was watching something on TV and talking about people being a genius. And I said, yo, you know what? I could have been a genius and stuff like that. But you know what? This individual said, you know what? You are a genius. You know, and we are in our own right, you know what I'm saying, in our own abilities, if we exercise these things that God has given us. But the problem is, we don't want to exercise what God has given us. We want to exercise the wisdom, the knowledge that we get from college, which is great. Don't get me wrong, you know, because I'm a person that's rival. I made sure my children went to college because I wanted them to have a degree in something. So, you know, their mom and myself, we didn't get it. We didn't get that opportunity. But we wanted to make sure that they had that opportunity because they needed something to fall back on if this just didn't work.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Plan for the future. And that's what we had to do. We had to plan for their future. And God has already laid the process out for us. And the only thing is that we have to begin to just start following it. So this is just a reasonable service for us. And then verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be like the world. I mean, we were like the world. We came out of the world. And we know that we can go out, we go in. We go out, we go in. We go out, and we go in. We've been in and out, in and out, in and out on numerous occasions just due to the fact different things that happen in our life. Life can sometimes take a toll on us.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is we make excuses. We all do because we humans. We humans and we can make excuses. And we have scriptures to say that, okay, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it because you know what? We got to serve a God that's a forgiving God that will forgive you of all things and we don't have to worry about it. So as long as we can get that thing, we good to go. You know. But be not conformed to this world. We got to change the way we think. And listen, I thought the awesome thing was that I've come to discover in my studying is that, guess what, y'all? This was a revelation. You better write this down. Guess what? We are God. We are like God. And why? What'd you say that? What'd you mean, Pastor? Because he created us like him. He made us out of his image. And so now, if that's the case, then we are just like God. He didn't take that back. He just expelled him out of the garden. Told him, don't come back. But he never took the title from him. So as time went on, we lost our title because somebody said, guess what? You are a Mr. and you're a Mrs. You are a man and you are a sir. But guess what? We are God. Now, if you start looking at yourself like that, okay, you start looking at yourself like you are God, you know, and you start thinking like God, you start doing things like God, and guess what will happen? You'll see transformation taking place in all around you. All around you. It'll start changing. Things will start changing. Whenever you step in so anywhere, it'll automatically change. Because why? Anywhere that God went, God changes things. I said, let there be over at Jamestown and spoke a word over there talking about let there be the power of God that God has given us through the power of speech, through this authority that he's already placed in us. But see, in us, and we expect to grow stronger and grow bigger and get better in God, then we have to begin to start acting on the word. He said, man, Pastor, you know what? You really blessed me by telling me that just reading the word out loud is going to change the way I see things. And this is what happens when transformation starts taking place in us. We begin to start seeing abroad just the way God wants to see. And not just coming, like seeing just over the horizon or just at the horizon, but we begin to start seeing beyond the horizon. And because sometimes we think there's nothing beyond the horizon, but there is. Just like sometimes we think that there's nothing above the cloudy sky, but there is.
Yes.
There is.
Yes. Yes.
And see, let me tell you something. If I never flew on a plane, I couldn't stand here and tell you that because I experienced it in my own self. When that plane went beyond the cloud, we were flying low first. Raining, storming, lightning, all this stuff. I'm scared, petrified. I'm going to tell you that. I was petrified. And we sitting there, and Donna, she just said, holding my hand. I was a little petrified. You know what I'm saying? Shaking in my boots, you know? But when that pilot turned around and said, we're running around 35,000, 37,000 feet, I'm like, well, how far are we already? You know what I'm saying? John, I was, how high are we already? Because we seem to be pretty high. I know that, but everything seems to be cruising. For some reason, y'all, you know what I'm saying? When it seemed like the plane, it just seemed like it just floated.
Yeah, yeah.
Just floating. And you know in your mind, because if you have a mind like I got, you'd be thinking like, how in the world, this ton plane with these people on it, with all this other stuff on it, can fly, just float like it's doing. But we got a storm ahead. So what's going to happen? Probably say we're going 37,000 feet and goes up. You can feel a little bit going goes. You can hear the noise of the engine turbine. You know, going up. And then when it breaks through the sky, oh, you see the sunshine. You see all those beautiful clouds. You see sunlight you ain't never seen before. It's like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. Now, can I get out the plane and walk on some of these clouds? That's what I'm saying in my mind. All the fear was gone. You know what I'm saying? Sure, it was all gone. I wasn't afraid no more because I was in a place where I felt comfortable. Because I didn't see no storm. I didn't see no dark cloud. Whew. Being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind will do some things to you that will tear you apart. But you know what? When we stay in the word of God, when we stay in God's word and we start seeing things happen, boy, it just changes. It just changes everything. When people begin to start seeing you, you'll be like, oh, you know what? I remember the time when I felt like committing suicide, but, you know, for some reason, God just came on in and he rescued me. He didn't send nobody, but he just came and he rescued me. He spoke something to me. Didn't make sense. It made me think to myself. Jump in the water, you're going to drown. You ain't going to drown because you can swim.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm jumping off the wrong bridge. You see what I'm saying? And I stood there and I thought to myself, and I just started laughing at myself, and I tried to call down and said, look, you know what I was about to do? I was about to jump across the bridge, but the Lord spoke to me and said, look, you can swim. You ain't going to allow yourself to drown. So I'm jumping off the wrong bridge. You understand what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost. Man, I'll tell you what, it's good to have the Holy Ghost. Even though we may not be doing everything right, but it's good to have the Holy Ghost because he will keep you. Look, and then the verse goes on to say, says that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect. And the perfect will of God. Being in God's perfect will. And the only way that we can get in God's perfect will, guess what we got to do? We got to stay in the word.
That's right.
We have to communicate. We have to stay connected. The thing is, that's happening to the church today is the fact is that because of what happened with COVID, you know, and they shut the churches down, it gave people a break. It gave people an out. It gave them an out to stay and that, okay, we don't have to fellowship no more. But it takes us fellowshiping one with the other to grow stronger. Amen. Because, see, if I'm reading an area that John is strong in, then I need him. Amen. But if I don't see him, then I can't grow stronger. You understand what I'm saying? This thing's work. We go to work. And now I'm like a manager, sort of say. I'm kind of like a boss or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I understand the concept of my team working together, you know, and how I got to pull them together, but I just can't pull them together no any kind of way. I got to be humble when I talk to them. You know what I'm saying? But there's some strengths that they have that I need. So I got to be careful how I deal with them, amen, so that we all can work together and unify and be one. And that's what God is trying to call us to come together and be as one. We got our worship team out there. We got our musicians out there. We got our ministerial people out there. We got people, lay members out there, whatever you might want to call them, folk that should be here, but they're still out there. But God said, by us connecting ourselves together, it ain't going to bring them back. Let me tell you what spiritual growth is. Spiritual growth is the process of becoming more like Jesus Christ. That's what it is. That's spiritual growth is the process of becoming more like Jesus Christ. Spiritual transformation is the fundamental change of a sacred, or the way a person approaches sacred. That's it. So in order for us to get transformed, man, in order for us to get to the place where God wants us to be, we have to begin to start looking at ourselves in a whole different light. We have to begin to start moving in the way that God wants us to move. And we, in all our ways, acknowledge him, he will direct our path. It's a time and season for everything. It's time to die, time to, we know all this stuff. We know it all. But yet, and still, we don't practice it. But when we get hungry, guess what we do? We go right to that refrigerator, open up that door, and go in there and look inside there and see what we want to eat. And we pull it out, put it in a pan, put it in the microwave, put it in the air fryer, whatever we're going to do with it. And we cook it. We sit down at the table, we eat and fill ourselves up until we fill our bellies up to overflow. And then we get ice and we fall asleep. That's what we call it. Now, just think about this. If I just took... I love to cook, and so I love to eat too. Let's just say I just took all of this, and I just, every time I just got hungry, physically, you know, because spiritual stuff is spiritual and natural stuff is not. But I just got hungry, and I just started getting into the Word. Got me a glass of water or something, you know, and just got into the Word and just started reading. I'm not telling you not to eat. Don't get me wrong. You know, but just get into the Word, just start getting into the Word. And if we begin to start doing that, you know, we fasted, we put our plates down, you know, and stuff. We talk about fasting. Ooh, wow, that's a whole other story. Mm-hmm. But we begin to get into the Word, we start seeing ourselves filling up. The only way that we can get full of overflowing is through the Word. Mm-hmm. The Word is going to change. The Word is going to switch things around. I got four key points that I want to put out. I want to say this. You write this down. Mm-hmm. Focus on your relationship to God. That's one. Focus on your relationship to God. Focus on your relationship to God. If it's not like it should be, get it to where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? If you're not, and the only way you can do that is through the Word.
That's right.
Because that's the only way you can know him. Is through his Word. Okay. Number two is pray for growth.
Yep.
Pray for it. You know, you pray for everything. I've been praying for my family. I've been praying for my family. You know what God told me to do? He said, stop praying for them and just praise him. Just praise him now. Okay. You don't pray for them. This is showing growth. Praising God that my sister, praising God that my mom, praising God that my daughter, praising God. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. This is showing growth. That I'm not worried about the fact that my body is hurting because I already prayed that prayer for healing. So I'm going to walk in victory because I'm already healed because God said that by his stripes. I didn't say that. His word has said it, that by his stripes I'm whole. Three, we've been talking about this. I gave this to the team, to Jamestown. Memorize and meditate on God's word. You don't have to do a whole bunch. We were doing Joshua 1:8 and quote it. Every day we was reading that three times a day, quoting it out three times a day. Joshua 1:8. And the folks been reading it. And they see a change. They see something happen. Trust in God. And I tell you what, and we seen it with Sister May when she got up and she testified on Tuesday night. She didn't just testify. She gave a word. And quiet as cat. Elder, she was just as quiet as can be. Won't say nothing. But she talked about her brother, her son. It was his anniversary. Ben put the day he died, got killed 20-some years ago. And I said, you just share your testimony. And she just got up, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. She just kept on going. Woo, she got everybody happy up in there. And she was the first one to win. So we have to memorize. We expect God to do some things, change some things in our life. Get God's word, memorize it, let it become a part of you. David said that he said, that word have I hid in my heart so that I will not. He didn't say I will not, but he said may not sin against thee. You know what I'm saying? So David said I might not sin. I said there's a possibility that something might happen, but as long as I got the word inside of me, I can have some preventive care that'll work for my behalf. This is all about spiritual growth, growing in God, developing in God. Number four is seek wisdom.
Amen.
Anybody that lack wisdom, he said ask.
Yeah.
Look. We done gone to college. We done gone all this other stuff. We done been to school 12 years. Plus, I've been in school 12 years for 12, 13 years because I got kept back. 14 years because I ended up having to repeat it because I wanted to see my mom. I want my mom to see me walk across the stage, you know, because I couldn't get walk across the stage in Boston on a summer school diploma. So ED, I had to go one whole year. Just so my mom can see me, I already got kept back in the third grade. Now here I am a senior, and I got to repeat my senior year while everybody else is gone. But I did it for her because she wanted to see me, and she was just as proud as her son. You hear her talking about, she made me this bright robe. I had the only one that had a special made robe in that hot sun. I had a pair of shorts on under my robe. My robe was made out of some nylon knit material, which was very cool, and it was very hot that day when we graduated. Yeah, and I walked across the aisle. I said, Mama, see, I got my paper now. But it took 14 years to get it. You see what I'm saying? It took 14. I was there. I was done, but I was short a couple of credits because I lost my eyesight. But I didn't quit. People, we can't quit no matter what happens in our lives. We got to continue to persevere no matter what happens in our lives. You know what? If you expect God to do something for you, you got to begin to start letting God just do it. Just believe God that he's going to do it. Stop worrying about what somebody else might think about it. Just do it. I don't know, man. When they made that slogan, man, that was pretty cool. The 90s slogan, just do it. You know, but the thing is that we have to get to that place where we just let God just go ahead on and do it. So we have to seek wisdom, seek it. And he said, anyone lack wisdom, ask. If you want to get wisdom. And another thing is, I want to just say this too. You can write this one down. Is that if you don't have the spirit of discernment, maybe that should be the first one. The one that after your relationship with God, it should be second one. But that's put that and put an underliner in that. Mm-hmm. Pray for a discerning spirit. So that way you can be able to discern. Because there's so many different things out here that's messing with us, that's stopping us. Mm-hmm. Woo, Lord Jesus. Stopping us from moving forward. Why? I got a couple more things I want to say to you. Pray, okay? Start every day with prayer. Mm-hmm. And pray for growth every day. You start every day. Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning and start praying. Pray every morning. And not just praying for yourself. Oh, dear Lord, you know what we do. You know, I want you, Lord, I want you to just take it. Anoint me, just bless me so that way I can just do this and I can do this. Bless my pocket, bless my bank account, bless my house, you know, all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Read the Bible, you know. Choose a good book to read, a Bible book to read. You know, and these are the things that's going to help you grow spiritually. They're going to develop your growth, you know, and like we have the Tuesday night Bible study at Jamestown, and we have prayer here on Wednesday night, which we're getting ready to go into the Bible study here too. But and just like I said, we got to get into it. But if you get some good books, and we give y'all good books. We have given y'all good books. Go back over some of those books. Guess what I started looking, thinking about? That dream book, the book Dream Book. I'm telling you, do you know I found myself so far into that book, the book that I was familiar with the area. I did not want to leave that area just like some of y'all. You don't want to leave your place, you know what I'm saying? And God's telling you to go and you don't want to go. And then you get out there and you say, hey, you know what? I ain't familiar with this. So what am I going to do? End up going back. Get out and go. Look for something different. Change your surroundings. Change your association. Change it. But I want to encourage us to fellowship one with the other, because that's important that we come together as a unit. Because as I said in Jamestown, that one can put 1,000 to put one to flight, and one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. And guess what? If we all would want to put, do you know what we would have? We would have a Pentecost experience. I'm just crazy to believe that, you know, that we can have an Azusa experience where people walking past the building and the Holy Ghost just knocked them out like they did back in Azusa. Y'all, you can read that. You can go on, matter of fact, you can pull it up on YouTube, the Azusa experience, and you will see all these, but they had kids. They had children get up preaching in Azusa, the revival, coming in, getting saved, and begin to start ministering to people, laying hands on people, and you seeing people being delivered and set free. We're in a time now in a dispensation where we need to see this happening again. Because guess what? The enemy is kicking the butt. He is kicking butt. And you know the crazy thing about that is that he ain't number one. But he recruits so many. But he ain't number one. He didn't have the power like God had, that he could be here, he could be there, he could be all over the place. Like God is over there where Lee's at. God is over there where, who else we got up here? Where Brother John is. God is over there. He's right here at the church. He's in North Carolina. He's in Virginia. He's in Virginia Beach. He's in New York. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. And where's Satan? Where's he at? He's under your feet if you put him there. But he tell you what, but he can't be anywhere like God. See, and when he was tempting Eve in the garden, right? He was just there. He didn't leave nowhere. He didn't go nowhere else, but he was hung out in that tree. Hung out in the tree. Now, if he had so much power, why he ain't go out there to their house when they went to bed at night? Huh? Why didn't he go to the breakfast table when he was there when they went to have breakfast, huh? Why didn't he do that? And see, because he couldn't do that. He was secluded to one location at a time, just like us. All right. So you're gonna meditate. You're gonna meditate, memorize and meditate the word of God. You're gonna show some love. Gotta show love, y'all. This is another part of spiritual growth, is showing love. Show love to others and nurture relationships. Yeah. You got to build on a relationship. If something is not going right with your family member or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Get it. Let's get it right. In order for God to flow within us the way God wants to flow, then we have to do these things. Next one is be grateful. Develop a sense of gratitude. I ain't saying nobody has no gratitude, but we just have to do that if we don't have it. But we need to practice. These are things that we need to practice. And then spend time in nature. I hear Nikki them talking about, man, every time. I love to hear her talking about Carol, where she's at, her and her husband. They get out there and they get out. I said, what you doing, Nikki? We on a hike. They out there hiking. They looking at nature. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine just to be, when we went up there, y'all, then we had a nice time. It was, but we didn't get a chance to go hiking or nothing like that. But just the fact is, I know what it's like because I've been out there, been hiking and stuff like that when I was growing up. And just seeing nature, going up in the mountains and just looking at the mountains, looking at the water just flowing from off the mountain. You know what I'm saying? And looking at the little lake right there, the pond. It was like real deep, the water was. But just looking at the trees and just looking at God's work. nature. And sometimes we just got to do that. We just have to just we can just step out of our house and just go and just walk. Just walk down the street and just look at the trees and listen to the birds and get up early in the morning. You can do it before everybody gets up, before everything gets moving, you know, or right before the sun go down. And you look at how the transformation from the sun being the color that it was and the brightness, and then it becomes that other color, you know what I'm saying? And then everything starts changing. And he was like, ooh-wee, God is awesome.
Yes.
He is awesome. Spend time in nature.
Yes.
And then the last one is set goals. Set yourself a personal goal and develop a plan, to spend time with God. Set yourself your personal goals and then develop a plan to spend time with God. You do these things, it's going to change things. It's going to change a whole lot of stuff. You know what? And this is all part of developing. That's part of developing. I'll read this scripture, 2 Peter 3:18. I'm just going to read it. You know what it is. And I'm finished. But grow in grace. This is 2 Peter 3:18. Say, grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This verse here, it's about spiritual growth. And it's about getting closer to God. Not about the physical things, you know what I'm saying? But it's about getting closer to God spiritually. Colossians 1:9-10, it says, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Again, this is just talking about spiritual growth. And here's another example. And this is a good example here. It's just like when we were kids, we ate milk. We started out with milk, mm-hmm. you know. And as we develop, we begin to start eating meat. Mm-hmm. And then we begin to start knowing the difference between good and evil, you know. And this is what it is. And by us growing in grace and the grace of God and growing spiritually, this is what is going to happen. But it just takes these little simple things. And it seems like it might be hard, but that's not really hard. Setting to go, praying, reading your Bible, memorizing, showing love, developing a sense of gratitude, spending time in nature, and setting goals. Whew, wow. Not hard at all. So we thank the Lord. I'm done.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you right now. Thank you for your word, and we bless you right now, Lord Jesus. Just for spiritual growth and transformation. And Yes, Lord. We thank you. We praise you right now, Lord Jesus, because we know that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. We know that our minds is set. And some of us, our minds have been set in a way, but God, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that it would no longer be set in that direction that it's been in. But God, we would be delivered. We'd be delivered. And that we would confess freedom today, God. We will confess freedom to our mind. In our mind, we will confess freedom. And God, we will begin to start seeing the inward thing happening, oh God, because I mean, we've been outwardly dressed up. But God, I pray right now for spiritual dressing up to take place in the lives of many. Those that are listening to under the sound of my voice right now, that our lives will be changed and transformed.
Yes.
And that we will walk in the newness of light according to your word, oh God. And God, that everything that we need to know, God, you will grant it unto us. Every blessing will fall upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But most of all, God, that salvation will be running through our veins like never before. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, oh God, for any sins that we may have committed and or may have done. But God, we release nothing but goodness and blessings upon everyone now in the name of Jesus. And thank you. And we praise you now, Lord Jesus, in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus. And I speak healing to those who need healing right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.